This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named A. Geraldine Perello, A. GERALDINEPARILLO. Date of birth 02/20/1939. Date of appointment 12/23/2025. Requesting physician Michael Hardies, MICHAELHARDIESMD. Dear Dr. Hardies, I have the pleasure of seeing A. Geraldine Perello today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 86-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman. For the last few months, she is feeling imbalance, no strength. She is forgetful. Not remembering the names. Had UTI last week. She was more confused at that time. When walks, she used to hold the things and cane. She hold the railing also. She feels dizzy. And fell down 3 times last year. She does not have any numbness. Hands are cold. Cannot grasp the things. Lives alone in the apartment attached to the son's house. Pays her bill. Cook also. Take care of herself. She does not have any pets. Past medical history. Hypertension, third degree heart block, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, hyperlipidemia, chronic anticoagulation, hypothyroidism, osteoporosis, generalized weakness, history of UTI, cognitive changes. Past surgical history, bilateral tubal ligation, pacemaker, allergy, no known drug allergy, medication, alendronate, apixaban, 2.5 mg 2 times daily, ergocalciferol, latanoprost, levothyroxine, losartan, pravastatin. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol. She is retired, she is divorced, lives alone, have 5 children, family history, mother deceased with diabetes, father deceased diabetes, MI, 2 sisters deceased, 1 with cancer, 1 with heart problem. Review of the system. I personally review the journal, skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having confusion, balance problem, forgetfulness, physical examination, blood pressure 180 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft, bowel sound present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema, neurological examination. Patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, Tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug normal. Hearing is good on both sides. Finger to nose. No dysmetria. Please rewrite again. Hearing is decreased on the left side. Finger to nose, no dysmetria. There is no pronator drift. There is no rigidity. Action tremor present. Motor system examination is strength 545. Deep tender reflexes 204. Plantar responses flexor. Sensory system examination reveal presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation. Sensory system examination revealed decreased pinprick and vibratory sensation in the feet. Gait ataxic, Romberg test positive. Assessment and plan, 86-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman. Whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem? Number one, mild cognitive impairment. Number two, peripheral sensory neuropathy. Number three, gait ataxia. Number four, carpal tunnel syndrome. Number five, decreased hearing on the left side. Next paragraph, I offered to start donepezil, but the patient does not want to take any more medication. I would like to order EEG. And EMG of the upper and lower extremities, blood test already done. I would like to see her back in my office when all this test will be done. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.